When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Quick segment here. Austin, I'm going to give you something to think about here. With the Huskers going on the road with against Indiana and seeing how Penn State and teams have handled business on the road. And you saw Wisconsin doing something that they ain't never done before. Then you saw Iowa. But you've watched some games of Indiana. Do you think comparing Nebraska, do you think Rutgers, I always wanted to ask you this and I didn't get to ask you yesterday. I think I've taken this as like, okay, well, maybe, you know, Nebraska is a lot more physical than people think they are. Greg Schiano alluded to it right after the game. You think Rutgers had it like, you know, when they used to, I don't know, I'm not supposed to talk about the 90s, but people used to say at some point in time when they used to play Nebraska, you played them twice. Mm-hmm. With Rutgers, two road games, right? Two travel far. Mm-hmm. Wisconsin's probably a little bit closer, but still not an easy jaunt. And two physical teams, and they just got ran out of the gym.
It's kind of funny to look at because Nebraska went from Purdue to Rutgers. So did Wisconsin. So Nebraska played Purdue. Wisconsin played someone. Then when Nebraska was playing Rutgers, Wisconsin was playing Purdue.
Yeah.
Then Nebraska would play Rutgers. Wisconsin played Purdue, obviously. Yeah. And then,
so it's like a little...
So maybe there's something about Nebraska setting up Wisconsin. Maybe they're so different stylistically, they don't know what they're in for. But we've seen that with all Nebraska opponents as well. If Nebraska beats you, you turn around, you don't look good the next week. Maybe there's something to it. I would be a little skeptical on that because I don't think we've seen Nebraska throw both the first and the last punch in a physical game, right? I'm not saying they don't have it in them, but against Illinois, Nebraska didn't throw the first physical punch, and they kind of wilted late, especially defensively, with just looking hesitant. And like you said, Illinois hit on their big plays, but Nebraska didn't always necessarily punch back. And some of it's on the scoreboard, and some of it's, you know, judging results over process and eye test. Yeah. But Nebraska doesn't necessarily pass the physicality eye test to me right now. These last six games would be a great time to prove that they can.
Yeah, and I'm back and forth with it. I think they're a little bit more physical than what people give them credit for.
Okay.
I mean, that's just honestly got truth. I don't think Nebraska wasn't physical against Illinois. I think we started slow, especially defensively, and then we just didn't play good. There's a huge difference, you know. And
Nebraska didn't fold by any means.
No, they didn't fold, and so that, you know, those are things. It's like as bad as, you know, I don't need to talk about it anymore, but they just didn't play to the standard that they know that they can play to. And it happens all the time. Not all the time, but it happens to teams. They just didn't play well versus like when Callahan was there, you saw guys quit. The team quit. They weren't very...
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.
Physical at times. They were just
2017 happened as well.
Right. Yeah. So there's a distinct difference. Yeah. We just didn't play well. And that, you know what? Give more credit to Illinois. They had a great plan and they executed and kind of like beat you more mentally, kind of kept you. They always had you like playing defense, you know? So it's always interesting. I think it's, I don't think we're at the, like you said, I agree with you. I don't think we're at the point that like, okay, you're this is a 2-week game when you come here, but I think they're a little bit, think Nebraska's a little bit more physical than what people give them credit for. Mm-hmm. But I think that's also a byproduct of those guys really going out there and playing hard and competing.
Yeah.
And that weighs on you because mm-hmm. they come with it every single time.
When I think about being physical, I mean, it starts with identity, right?
Yeah.
And when things aren't going well for a team, you lean into your identity, right? Who are we? Who do we want to be? Let's go back to basics. I don't see Nebraska, when it's struggling, go back to being physical, to hitting someone, to making a big play, laying the wood, lowering the boom, whatever it is you want to describe it as. And again, maybe I'm just caught up in the moment, and maybe Nebraska's trying to be physical, but they run the ball for 2 yards per carry, they go three and out, and that's that. And we say, oh, Nebraska's not physical enough. Maybe they're trying. Maybe they're just not good enough at it. Maybe they're not consistent enough at it. But when Nebraska has struggled, it's not like, oh, they go back to the simple basics. Yeah. Someone makes a big hit. Someone, you know, delivers a big block, and oh, Nebraska's fixed and back on schedule.
Yeah, it's kind of, you know, I think it's sometimes people think like, okay, you want to be physical, so you just be lining up and running over people. You're just not going to do it. I think Rutgers got ran through against Washington. So you know the next game they were going to not be, that was not going to happen. So they really, really a lot of concentration to it. Wisconsin was a little bit, they just did whatever the heck they wanted. And I think Wisconsin played the best game that they actually had played in like 2 years. So it was very, you know, it's just a very interesting, you know, perspective. And I was just thinking about this last night when I was texting you. It was like, I felt like Rutgers would have went up to Wisconsin and played even better because of the way that they play. They got, first of all, Rutgers got beat. First of all, quarterback play was atrocious.
Yep.
They didn't give my man Kyle the ball again. No. And then special teams was not – the special teams took a step back up at Wisconsin. They played excellent against us. Crappy. But you know what? We got some things against them as well. And then defense played horrible. They had that's a Jim Mora when he was the head coach of the Saints. When he says, we didn't do tiddly-poo. We got our butt kicked. You know, that's a game that is a coach. That's my interview. That's the Jay Foreman after a game. All sweaty, coming out there, just hot. We didn't do it. That's what Rutgers kind of felt like, and that obviously that wasn't a good showing by them. So, anyways, you know what? We're gonna take a quick segment, come back. I'm gonna really dive into give you guys some. I'm not gonna talk about the '90s. I'm gonna talk about some of the championship teams and what really happens during a season. You know, because this could be even something if I was talking to the present day players or a team right now that. To get them to understand everybody's human. We're all on this together. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This October, Tanger invites you to shop pink and save lives. Your donation of $10 or more to the Breast Cancer Research Foundation helps fuel innovative research that brings us closer to a cure. It also unlocks exclusive savings from brands like Coach, Crocs, Columbia Factory Store, and more to shop all month long. Join us as we mark 30 years of advancing research and empowering hope. Donate and access your exclusive savings today at Tanger.com.